This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. From the very day of his announcement, Donald Trump's proposed policies on immigration helped pave the way to the White House for him. He has called for mass deportations of undocumented immigrants, the wall, of course, the Muslim ban. Bearing all of that in mind, and also that according to a study from the Partnership for a New American Economy, immigrants made up a fifth of all entrepreneurs in this country in 2014 and generated more than $65 billion worth of business activity, we wanted to see how some of those business owners are feeling about their economic futures. Marketplace's Rima Kreis has that one.
Mansoor Eskandari was up until 2 o'clock this morning watching the election returns. And like much of America, he was not prepared for what happened.
Very much surprised.
Eskandari lives in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. He's an Iranian immigrant who came here in 1984.
At the same time, I'm a Muslim, too. So, double jeopardy.
He owns a construction business that employs about a dozen immigrants. He says over the years, he's had trouble finding workers, and now with Trump.
If he's going to deport people, I mean, it's going to affect my business directly because it's going to get worse.
Rami Koraki shares his worries. He owns El Tayyibat Market, the oldest Middle Eastern grocery store in Anaheim, California. It's in a neighborhood known as Little Arabia.
Some of our produce guys were kind of joking around the other day saying, well, you know, maybe tomorrow there won't be any employees here to work.
Last year, a bullet-riddled copy of the Quran was found outside a nearby store. Koraki says he's afraid Trump's election will increase anti-Muslim sentiment.
When 9/11 happened, we had, someone had called in a bomb threat. We've had several people call in and leave threatening, voicemails.
Viridiana Martinez, an undocumented immigrant and activist, doesn't support Trump, but she's not afraid of his stance on immigration.
Donald Trump is a businessman above everything. And, you know, he's hired illegal workers.
She says politicians talk a lot, Obama included, but are short on action. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.